Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. If you're a fan of hot vintage dance band music, you're in for a special treat tonight, because on this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Gene Goldkett, George Olson, and Hal Kemp, hear from Al Jolson, and listen to This Past Week in Recording History. This past week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1899 in Valenciennes, France, of Gene Goldkett. He lived in Greece and Russia before moving to the U.S. in 1911, where his ambition was to become a concert pianist, but his career started as a pianist at Lamb's Cafe in Chicago. He joined Edgar Benson's organization in Chicago, where he soon was directing several Benson orchestras. He formed his own band in 1924 and was able to set up his own business, acquiring a building in Detroit, which he turned into the Greystone Ballroom. He got a recording contract with Victor and formed additional bands, each labeled as a Gene Goldkett orchestra. He hired some of the best jazz musicians of the time, including Bix Beiderbecke, Frankie Trumbauer, Eddie Lang, and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, as well as several notable arrangers, including Bill Chalas and Bill Rank. The original Goldkett Orchestra made their last live performance on September 18, 1927, but various units continued to record until 1929. In the 1930s, Goldkett worked in radio and concentrated his energies on operating his dance halls and managing the 20-plus bands that bore his name. In the late 30s, he formed the American Symphony Orchestra and in 1939 conducted the orchestra at Carnegie Hall, featuring compositions by Edward McDowell and George Gershwin. He made concert appearances into the 1950s, including performances with the Detroit Symphony. Gene Goldkett orchestras were still performing into the 50s, and in 1959 he assembled a band to recreate his original music on a stereo LP. Gene Goldkett died of a heart attack on March 24, 1962. Here are three from Gene Goldkett. Thank you.
lover. Every little songbird sang the sweet melody so gay. Happiness was fate, I guess, just seemed to come my way. Just a little sigh made me want to buy a ring,
a great big diamond ring.
Something in her eyes made me realize I'm king
and proud as anything.
And now my one desire that I am thinking of is a little kiss from a little miss I love.
Think yours is awful sweet, then take a good look at mine. Think yours is awful nice, I'll have to say it twice. Think yours is awful nice, then take a good look at mine. You think your sweetheart is so and so, maybe. But one good look at mine and you'll say, oh, baby. Call yours a work of art, or stop before you start. If she's a work of art, then take a good look at mine.
Goldkit and his orchestra. We began in Detroit exactly 81 years ago today, March 27th, 1924, and In the Evening, written by Walter Donaldson. Next, we heard Just a Little Kiss from a Little Miss, written by Eddie Kuhn. The vocal trio there consisted of Lauren Schultz, Myron Schultz, and Ray Porter. That was recorded at the Baltimore Hotel in Kansas City on December 14, 1927. We finished up with Harold Stokes doing double duty, leading the band and vocalizing on Take a Good Look at Mine, written by Phil Ponce and Dan Dougherty. That was recorded in Chicago on January 14, 1929. Jean Goldkett, born March 18, 1899. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, in connection with Joe Burke's birthday, I played When the Little Red Roses Get the Blues for You by Sam Lannon's Imperial Dance Orchestra. Listener and International Al Jolson Society member Dave Grimes sent a nice email reminding me that The Little Red Roses was introduced by Al Jolson. I did some digging and found Jolie's recording, and here it is.
A pretty little garden plot, and what a spot for love. A perfect paradise for two. In this little rosy rendezvous, since you have said adieu, the roses red are turning blue. Every day when you're away, all the little red roses get the blues for you. Violets send their regrets when the little red roses get the blues for you. Every little bluebird gets bluer. Honey, when you come back, my blue days will be fewer. How they sigh, and so do I, when the little red roses get the blues for you. Every day when you're away, all the little red roses get the blues for you. Violets and their regret when the little red roses get the blues for you. Every little bluebird gets bluer. Honey, when you come back, my blue days will be fewer. How they sigh, and so do I, when the little red roses get the blues for you. Poo-poo-ba-doo. Along my Liza, breeze singing through the treetops. Come along my Liza, something mighty sweet I want to whisper sweet and low, that you ought to know, my Liza. I get lonesome, honey, when I'm all alone. It's so long, don't make me wait, don't hesitate. Come and hear my song. Liza, Liza, skies are gray, but when you smile on me, all the clouds roll away.
come keep me company, and the clouds roll away. See, the honeymoon I'm shining down. Oh, baby, I just made a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name for the day when you belong to me, then the clouds will roll away.
I can be late. Look me over. How do I look? Now tell me, am I there? Tell me on the square, could I make anyone care? I comb my hair, brush my hat, I even wash my dog and cat. Tonight's my night with baby. The onions that I like so much, for weeks I haven't dared a touch. Tonight's my night with baby. Now I call sweetie baby, and here's the reason why. Every time we cuddle, it works just like a lullaby. I hit the parson in the hall, so we'd be there if I should call. Tonight's my night with baby. Feel just like I'm walking on wheels. I think that I could fly. Look in my eye, and you'll see why. Just had rubber put on my heels. I've no time to lose. Do your duty, shoes. I'm runaway from the blues. If she says yes, then I'll say yes. If she says no, I'll still say yes. Tonight's my night with baby. And if she says do, I'll say do. If she says don't, I'll still say do. Tonight's my night with baby. We'll move to the North Pole. I know that we're not wrong. You know at the North Pole, the nights up there are 6 months long. I guess she's nice. I hope I'm right. But if I'm wrong, I'll know tonight. Tonight's my night with baby. I got my ma. Got my pa, I put him on my motor car. Tonight's my night with baby. And I said to my driver, Jack, just drive and drive and don't come back. Oh, tonight's my night with baby. Say, we've seen every movie. We've seen every play. We gotta have amusement, but we want it in a different way. I fixed the lights at 10:30. They'll all blow out, oh boy, and then tonight's my night with baby.
A trio of Brunswick recordings by the man billed as the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson. We began with an unissued take of When the Little Red Roses Get the Blues for You, recorded in Los Angeles on January 10, 1930. Next, possibly backed by Bob Herring and his orchestra, it was Al's July 1929 recording of Liza. Liza was written by Gus Kahn and George and Ira Gershwin. We finished up with Al and Carl Fenton and his orchestra and tonight's My Night with Baby, written by Irving Caesar, Joseph Meyer, and Robert Buttonuth, whose name I am probably butchering. It's spelled B-U-T-T-E-N-U-T-H, and if anyone knows the definitive pronunciation, please let me know. Tonight's My Night with Baby was recorded on May 3rd, 1926. I also want to remind you about the upcoming tribute to Al Jolson, sponsored by the Southern California chapter of the International Al Jolson Society. That's taking place on Saturday evening, April 16th, at the Beverly Garland Holiday Inn in Studio City, California. The tribute stars Richard Halpern and Mora's Modern Rhythmists, with Master of Ceremonies Maxwell DeMille and guest vocalist Rick Rogers as Eddie Cantor. There'll be dance music from the 20s and 30s, along with Jolson classics from screen and radio, and a number of celebrity guests have been invited. More information is available at the website, www.jolson.org, or directly from Dave Grime himself. He can be reached by telephone at 818-753-8148. That's 818-753-8148 or www.jolson.org.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, or if you know the correct pronunciation of Buttonnooth, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1893 in Portland, Oregon, of George Olson. He formed his first dance band, a six-piece group in which Olson was drummer, in Portland in 1917. From there, he relocated to California, where he played in theaters and ballrooms. He was hired by Florence Ziegfeld to play in the musical comedy Kid Boots in New York, and other Broadway shows followed, including Whoopi, The Girlfriend, and Good News, as well as nightclub appearances at Jack White's 54th Street Club, The Rendezvous, and the Club Richmond. He achieved national fame with his Victor recording of Who in 1925, by which time the band had grown into a 16-piece orchestra and featured vocalist Ethel Shutta, who would become Mrs. George Olson. In the early 30s, the band returned to Los Angeles to play the Plantation Ballroom and make some movie shorts. After a final engagement at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago in 1951, George Olson retired from band leading and opened a restaurant in Paramus, New Jersey. He died on his birthday, March 18th, in 1971. Here's George Olson.
Thank you. little love nest is just a dream nest, a babbling brook rolls by, just like a melody from out of the sky. It's just like paradise to dearie and me. If it were half as nice, how happy we'd be. Just like heaven, it must be heaven to hear a baby cry. Just like a melody from out of the sky. Thank you.
that rainbow you hear about? Where's that lightning that cheer about? Where's that love nest where love is king ever after? Where's that blue room they sing about? Where's that sunshine they fling about? We know morning will come, but pardon our laughter. Some little curlicue in every play gives away how the story will end. So where is the girly who I know will be more to me than a personal friend? It is easy to see, all right, everything's gonna be all right. Be just dandy for everybody but me.
George Olson and his music. We began with Fran Fry singing Walter Donaldson's Just Like a Melody from Out of the Sky on May 28, 1928. That was followed by The Slave of Love from the musical comedy The Chocolate Dandies, written by Noble Sissel and Ubi Blake. That was recorded October 22, 1924. We finished up with Where's That Rainbow from the Rodgers and Hart musical Peggy Ann. The vocal trio on that January 19, 1927 Victor recording was Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. This very day, March 27th, marks the centennial of bandleader James Harold Kemp, better known as Hal Kemp. He started playing piano at 6, switched to trumpet, alto sax, and clarinet, and was leading his own group while attending high school in Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Kemp family had moved in 1918. In 1922, Hal entered the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where he formed a jazz group called the Carolina Club Orchestra, which toured Europe and recorded for OK. In the mid-20s, he formed the Hal Kemp Orchestra, the core of which was pianist and arranger John Scott Trotter, saxophonist Saxie Dowell, and drummer Skinny Ennis, later a featured vocalist. Their big break came when Otto Roth booked them at his Black Hawk restaurant in Chicago in 1932, and their residency there led to broadcasts over WGN and the Mutual Network. Engagements at premier hotels followed, including the Waldorf Astoria and Pennsylvania Hotels in New York, the Statler Hotel in Boston, the Roosevelt in New Orleans, and the Palmer House and Trianon Ballroom in Chicago. They received national exposure from a series of sponsored radio shows, including the Chesterfield Program, the Quaker Oats Program, and the Gulf Gas Program. During the band's 15-year lifespan, they recorded more than 400 sides for Brunswick, Columbia, and Victor. For the band's California debut, they were booked at the Coconut Grove in Los Angeles and the Mark Hopkins Hotel in San Francisco. But while commuting between those two venues, Kemp was involved in an automobile accident in heavy fog and died in a hospital 2 days later on December 21, 1940. Here's Hal Kemp. Thank you.
from head to feet, she gives your eyes a treat. She's a great, great girl. Got a heart so big, it seems to dance a jig. She's a great, great girl. I'd give up sleeping, even give up my meals, to be beside her and have a tap, tap of her heel. Took a long, long walk and had a long, long talk, then a great big kiss. Things are going strong, the bells are ding, ding, dong, about a month from this. Can't you hear my friends and family all congratulating me? You're making no mistake, got a lucky break. She's a great, great, great girl.
Loves a halfback at Northwestern, loves a guard at old Purdue. She loves a tackle at Wisconsin and a center at IU. She vamped a fullback down at Harvard, loved an end at Notre Dame. I'm just a substitute from the Institute, but she loves me just the same.
She heard him in a show. Now she listens for him daily on a brand new radio. I am taking vocal lessons. I am out to win some fame. When she hears me go, Vodley, oh, do, she will love me just the same.
Oh, my gal runs around with a fella from way up in New York. She does a little coating with a man out there in San Francisco. Every once in a while she gets a letter from a duke or something over yonder in Europe. But she's just fooling around because she don't care about nobody. She just loves me.
The Hal Kemp Orchestra, proving that they could not only play sweet, but hot. We began with the vocal trio of Hal Kemp, Saxie Dowell, and Skinny Ennis, and She's a Great, Great Girl, written by Harry M. Woods. That's from March 7th, 1928. Next, it was the Carolina Club Orchestra, with the vocal by Skinny Ennis on That's You, Baby. That's You, Baby was written by Archie Gottler, Sidney Mitchell, and Con Conrad, and was recorded April 24th, 1929. We finished up with Skinny Ennis and Saxie Dowell performing vocally once again on She Loves Me Just the Same, October 30th, 1930. That was written by Paul Fogarty, Rudy Valley, and Joe Sanders.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Paul Ashe and his orchestra.
Thank you. lover, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, my pet, pet's no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. She's so refined, sweet and kind, a perfect gem. Has she got it? Lots of it. Oh, baby, she's got them. My pet told me cutely I'm set, absolutely, so I pet with nobody but my pet.
Thank you.
We started this edition of This Week in Recording History with Paul Ashe and his orchestra, with the vocal by Paul Small, and My Pet from March 26, 1928. Next, it was Billy Cotton and his band with Sid Buckman and Joe Ferry, and Walter Donaldson's Hello, Beautiful, recorded March 25, 1931. We finished up with the original Indiana Five and their circa March 19, 1926 version of Hard to Get Gertie, which was released on the Perfect label. The OI5 also recorded Hard to Get Gertie around March 30th, which was released on Cameo, and a third recording on April 7th was issued on the OK label. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.